Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whenever you're listening to this. I'm so glad that you're back for another week of the Music to My Ears podcast. Yeah, I'm so glad that you're listening and that you are a fan. I'm going to assume you're a fan. Like, share, subscribe. I'm your host, Leon Loyer, and please keep listening.
Very good morning to you. I'm recording this at 2:30 in the morning because either during the day there's going to be so much noise, and this is a very professional podcast, so we try as much as possible to keep things professional. So let us just jump into this. Where is whatever I need? Found it. So hey, guess who took a break? Well, that's a lie. My uni is making me stay home for about 3 months and calling it a holiday. I don't think this qualifies as a holiday because I'm still working. Like, a holiday would be me in the Bahamas somewhere just chilling. But being home means you're going to work as usual. You're going to do a lot of things you should not be doing. This is my free time. Anyway, before I continue ranting about myself, how are you doing? Take a minute to check in with yourself. How are you feeling? Evaluate your week. What stood out for you? What pissed you off? Where did you wrong someone? Are there things you'd do better? Are you happy? If not, remember you can always create your happiness. You just choose to do one thing that makes you happy, then you do another one. You know, one day at a time, you don't have to do it all at once. It's like walking. You just put one foot, then another, then boom, you're moving. I've been home, which means I've had a lot of time to myself, like to do some of the things I wanted to do at school but was not able to do. So yeah, music and books and, you know, but let's just focus on the music end of things. I think I've said before on the pod that certain points in my life were marked by certain songs. It's almost like I have a soundtrack for periods in my life. The ones that actually stood out would be high school, because I felt the pressure to be cool. So I knew every song that played on Kiss 100 by heart. What I'm saying by heart, I remember when this song by Rihanna, Diamonds by Rihanna, dropped, I knew line by line, not because I enjoyed that song too much, but because I had to, you know, stand out. I had to be cool. The good old days. Cut to the year before I joined uni, Afropop was big during that time. So Afropop was dominating the airwaves, and Gingeton was making a bit of, you know, entry into the market. That was, even though it was quickly snuffed out. But anyway, uni initially was Afropop. Then I started doing this podcast and started appreciating Kenyan music more. I listened to a lot of Kenyan music prior to, you know, joining uni, but not as much. So when I started this pod, I discovered artists I might never had given a chance in the past, but I have given them a chance and I really enjoyed their music. About 2 months back, someone tweeted trashing Kenyan music. I don't remember the handle, don't care about them. I don't think the story is about them. Even if I did care, I mean, even if I did know whatever the handle was, I don't think I would have said it on this podcast because, you know, maybe you might get sued. And I do not have money for, you know, the legal back and forth. Anyway, let's just focus on the message. So this person tweeted something to the effect of, you know, Kenyan music is trash. And I think we've had this narrative before. And I think I was just appalled by how many Kenyans were quick to jump on the slander train. You know, I have been on this train before, this slander train of, oh, Kenyan music might not be that good. Because I remember when Gingeton started out, I was not a big fan of Gingeton. I remember me and a friend used to have a very demeaning term for Gingeton before all of this. And I identified that it was not my cup of tea, but still, I still appreciated that there were people outside there who enjoyed Gingeton. There's an audience for it outside there that was above me. And there were songs from Gingeton that were really nice. I mean, I cannot really shit on Gingeton because half of the time they were the things we were vibing to in clubs. Like, most of my social settings were marked by Gingeton and I really enjoyed them. I remember when Ethic would come on and I would just be like, yeah, you get. So I really cannot shit on something that I really enjoyed. Even though I can say not everything has to be for me, that does not also mean I get to trash it. So even though I'm guilty of not saying some very nice things about this genre of music, it is an amazing one. Someone else out there thinks it's, you know, the most beautiful thing that has ever happened. Like, it's the best thing to ever happen to them. And I respect that. Don't understand it, but we all have unique tastes, and that extends to music too. Speaking of taste, I remember in high school, someone once said I had a great taste in music. And I took that in and used it as a bragging chip for the longest time, not realizing that to each his own. Back to the issue at hand, after the defamatory tweet, that is what I'm going to be calling it from now onwards, a lot of Kenyans came out in support of this individual saying Kenyan music is shit and they should do better. Better in comparison to what? This is art. Not everyone will get it. It's not for everyone. But the mere fact that our first impulse as a nation is to troll our creatives is telling. Like, we cannot compare Jean-Michel Basquiat to Da Vinci. Art is expressed differently. Note that some of you would know that, sorry for being shady, but musicians put a lot into their art, and I think we should start respecting them by maybe zipping it. If you do not understand why, if some music is not for you, it is okay to say, I don't understand what Karun sings about. Like, I do not identify with whatever Zinia Manasseh sings about. I do not identify with whatever Ferragitto sings about. I do not identify with Sauti Sol, which would be a reach, but... yeah, like, if you do not understand, like, you do not identify with whatever Ben Sol, various things about, like, Bridget Blue, whatever, like, whoever you listen to, I do not care. But the whole narrative of, oh, music is shit just because I do not listen to it, zip it. Two, stop comparing our music to Niger or Amapiano. You only know these genres because they're popping. These genres are big, so everyone else is going to be talking about them. So you're just jumping onto a trend that has been set up by someone else. If it doesn't work for you, you do not have to bash it. Not listening is an option. Not piping up is an also bigger option. Three, we cannot all be Sauti Sol. Sauti Sol have made it like I enjoy Sauti Sol. Like every Kenyan enjoys Sauti Sol. The constant comparison, or the thing that usually people say, you know, Sauti Sol are putting in work. You get. But these other people, not everyone can be Sauti Sol. Everyone expresses art the way they feel that, like, they want to express art. They will not express art in the way you want it, but they're going to express art in their own way. Because even as human being, we all have different experiences, and you only write about what you understand. You do not write about someone else's life story. You only write about your own life story. The fourth part, I don't know if it's fourth, fifth, I stopped counting somewhere along the way. It's giving colonization. The idea that someone, something foreign is better than yours is giving colonization. Not every top 100 billboard, just because everyone gets their music from there. Like, you find people with the same playlist over and over and over, you know, like the same music that is popping. If I do not want to mention names because that is slander still, but you find the same songs being played in whatever social setting, and you're like, you know, I have the music that is popping. Yeah, top 100. Like, that is not creative at all. Everyone can just go and look at, you know, whatever song is doing good in the world right now, and, you know, download that. That is the easiest thing to do. To support Kenyan artists, I think there has to be a lot of work and dedication, but it's giving colonization. You guys have the same playlist over and over and over and be like, you know, I'm very woke. Fifth, find people who make the music you listen to. Then Kenya, please trust me, like, Kenya is so diverse. There's reggae, there's reggaeton, there's R&B, there's pop. Like, there's an artist for everything you listen to. Trust me, yeah. Even on Piano the Poor coming up, I would not recommend it, but I had some really nice Piano tunes from Kenya. So if you need to bash someone, please bash them after listening to music, because there's music for everything you want. Like, Kenya is very, very diverse. That is one thing I would give to them. My next point would be shutting up is also an option. I think I've said this before, but yeah, let me just sit in it again. Shutting up is also an option. You do not have to weigh in on everything. You know, not everything that you see on the internet should be, you know, commented upon. Piping up, sometimes you need to pipe down a bit. Turn it a notch. Like, I think sometimes we as Kenyans, I'll include myself, we overestimate our importance. Like, you find someone speaking about Sweet Soul and you're like, oh, but Sweet Soul did not give us that album. Okay, I'm going to be ranting about that. I think I have a right as a fan to rant. But, you know, I'm still saying sometimes we tend to overstate our importance and be like, oh, you know, these people are not working at everything. You're not listening to music. You're not looking for them. Sometimes shutting up is an option, so you use that option. You don't have a superior playlist because it's whitewashed, because it's, you know, it contains mainly white pop music. My brother, my sister, that is mainly, you know, just, I think colonization again, or I don't know, whatever mentality, but your playlist is not more superior because it contains the, you know, the songs that are hitting at the moment and everything, and mainly white pop music. No, it's not. Like, it's just another playlist. It's not superior to other playlists. To the social gimmicks, that would be the Veras, and I would not mention others. A massive fuck you. Y'all have made music more about scandals than actual talent. Being a meme nation, trashy music is funny from time to time. Like that lyric that said, mapenzi tight ka kifuniko ya gas. We had fun with that and we'll have fun with more. But when it comes down to serious music and talent, all of this is nonsense. This is trash. So please stop doing, you know, stop comparing actual good music to this music. This is a brand of people who are outside here to make a joke out of themselves. And that does not have to be compared with legit people like Ethan Muziki who are out here dropping albums, but like Njerai who are dropping albums. So lastly, before I go, no one is paying me for this, but hey, it has to be done. I also want to send another massive, a very massive fuck you to these girls on TikTok. So I was scrolling through TikTok like you normally do. When I come across these two ladies, me calling them ladies is extremely generous considering the garbage they were spewing. But I respect women. These ladies were speaking about Trevor Noah and his situation with dating Dua Lipa. They were like, I do not see what girls see in the Trevor Noah. I would not date Trevor Noah and everything. If you have guessed right, if you're guessing, these were two Caucasian women who sat down on a podcast on the, I don't know whether it was a podcast or just a video, whatever, and decided that they wanted to, you know, slander Trevor Noah unprovoked. Well, for your information, Trevor would never go for you. I don't think his taste is mediocre or his type is mediocre because y'all are mediocre. Why did he have to see this TikTok of you people making a fool of yourselves? Maybe you're pushing a brand. I will not argue with that. But keep off Trevor's name. He is one of the nicest and problematic comedians of this era, as well as one of the best. He would never date you, would never look in your direction. So get your interaction. You needed that, but we did not need this. Don't do this again. It's lacking in taste, something you clearly do not have. But maybe you do not listen to this pod. So, but anyway, yeah, you've been told. Yeah, that is all I have. Bye. Let's jump into the music before I fall asleep because I'm starting to feel a little bit sleepy. But anyway, the show has to go on. Let's dive into the music. Here's a list of Kenyan artists off the top of my head that I think you should listen to. Halisi the Band, Hat the Band, that is a very common one. Le Band, Emma Cheruto, Chemutai Sage, Karun, Fena Gitu, Ethan Muziki, Charisma, Zine Manase, Brandy Maina, Lisa Nodwar, Jinku, Wendy K, Le Band, Sero, Mudhaka, Jivu, Okelo Max, Della Maranga, Sarabi, Njerai, Alpha Jiri, Waidhaka Ent, Jovio, Maya Amolo, Fi, Suzia, Bridget Blue, Njoki Karu, Bendi Huru, Mayonde, Stony Jiwe, Brian Nadra, Akoth Jumadi, and the list goes on and on. If you were very attentive, you realize I've not added the mainstream ones. Like, everyone knows that song. I'm sorry Fena is there in this list. I do not know how Fena got into that list. But, yeah, it's just, I said off the top of my head. Another thing is, speaking of such soul, I feel cheated. I think I remember them saying that we would have an album by August this year. And I am not seeing any album, misters. So, my brothers, what is not happening? I need my album before we go for whatever performance you're supposed to go for. Starting us off this week is Njerai. This particular album has been godsend for me. So Njerai has this new album. This is one of those that I would call a body of work because it really is amazing. It's dope. So I'm just going to recommend some of my best songs of this album and I'll tell you why they're the best for me. So I first fell in love with Cut Me Down. Cut Me Down is a song of the album. So there's a line in it that says, funny how you put me down you put me up to bring me down. Funny how you make me just break me. Funny how I am everything, yet I'm still nothing. And I bawled. Because I felt every single part of that because of a relationship I had been in the past. That is in my past, thankfully. Yeah, let's keep it moving. I'm not going to be opening up here. The next song is Games. This one I have had on repeat for the longest time. The best line of this one is, I just wanna say, hey, if you came back today, I would still be running your way, just like I don't feel the pain. And round I go again. Oh, I fall in love again. Oosh, my singing is not that good, but this song just, I do not have words for it. Please listen to this song. Next song is a bit controversial because it's about this chick who is in a club who is shooting her shots, and then she's telling the guy, please do not tell me I am not the one. Like, please enjoy whatever we have here, but do not tell me that I am not the one. So yeah, please listen to The One by Njerai. Penzi Wakasi is another beautiful one, and it's one of my favorites too of this album. I think in my songs, like on my list of songs, it's at the top of my favorite songs, the ones that have been most played. Penzi Wakasi sits at the top. Here again, I'm going to be quoting again. I'm not going to be singing this time. I'll just focus on quoting. So she says, kinachoni changanya, ni nini ye hufanya, ni bada hungangana juu, siko ready, kusema kwa heri. Please listen to these things so that you get a better context. I'm not like the best storyteller, but I try. Lastly, Danya Gary is one of the ones I love of this album too. And I do not know, I'm not sure where I sit with it. I'm still on the fence with it, but I love Danya Gary. So yeah, check out Njerai. The name is spelled as Njerae, and her new album, Cloud Chaser by Karun, is that in your face jam. Like, if you need to hype yourself, please listen to Cloud Chaser. It's like, I am the shit. You know, you messed me up. Now you want to call me? No. I have moved on. I have leveled up. The price just went up. You know, all of this jargon that you know, you need to hype yourself. Please listen to Karun's Cloud Chaser. Sarabi has a song titled Msalimie. I should get the original version. The one I listened to is by Sero. I think it's a cover by Sero. Sero is spelled as S-E-R-R-O. Please check out Sero. Sero has such good music. I don't know why love songs just get me, but they have something on me. And this song is an absolute masterpiece. From the lyrics to the instrumentals, this is just one of those songs you'd love to send to a loved one. Sedo has an album out under the title Seduction with collabs from across East Africa. We are talking about it next week. Just give it a listen. But just know there's Nyashinski on the album. There's Karun, Wininwaji from Uganda, Fikfameka, I think. There's a whole list of people from around East Africa that are featured on that album. So listen to it. We'll be talking about it next week. Lie to Me by Karun featuring Blocker Beats is giving him a piano vibes. This is what I was saying. Like, in the first segment, I was saying there is music for whatever taste you have. If you want to listen to my piano, the people who are experimenting with that sound. So yeah, Karun is one of those people who are experimenting with that. This song has an airy feel to it. Like, I don't know if you guys know how to describe it, but you'll have to listen to it to understand what I'm talking about, that air feel. It's about love with her messing things up and then, you know, whatever. Just give Light to Me by Karun. Listen. Foundry by Maya Molo featuring Kali Buani is the next song I'm recommending. Before I listened to this song, I did not know what Foundry means. And even right now, I'm still a bit sketchy with it. But anyway, the song is titled Foundry. Foundry. When I first saw the song on a Spotify playlist, I saw it wasn't really for me. I was like, nah, it's not for me. Then I got it and listened and I fell in love with it. I love Maya's vocals paired with the bars from Kali Buani, and it is pure art. Please give Foundry a chance. You will not regret it. Lastly, the new Ethan Music album is titled Ethanol Fire. I think it dropped about 2 weeks ago. Yes. I'm only going to talk about one song. The rest we're going to do in the next week. We're going to be talking about Sema by Ethan Muziki, which features vocals from Bridget. I'm telling you people, I am tired. I am sleepy. But anyway, yeah. Sema by Ethan Muziki features vocals from Bridget Blue. There's this line that says, Unaweza lala kwa kitanda salala chini. Jura hau kipata napata mimi. It sounds like make-believe, but that sentiment is so beautiful. Like the type of love where someone would give everything for the person they love. I'm not saying like they have to be giving it, but just expressing that I will give everything to you, or having the intention of, you know, looking out for me even when I'm not there. I want to experience this kind of love where the other person has my best interest at heart, whether I am not in the room or I'm in the room. The song is an amazing love ballad. If you do not believe in the existence of love, maybe Sema will convince you. If you're new to this podcast, this is the third segment, the third and last one. Someone is tired and they need to sleep. Anyway, so yeah, this is the third segment where we give life advice according to whatever I am going through at the moment. And one of the things I'm tackling at the moment is fear, like, you know, the like numbing fear, like, sometimes there's this paralyzing fear of I cannot achieve my dreams because I'm scared, you know. I might be good at whatever I'm doing, but I'm scared that maybe I might not be that good. There are always going to be people who will outshine me and every single time. But one of the quotes someone said is, sometimes you're going to do things scared. You're going to do things with pee running down your legs. Now that I've put that disturbing visual in your head, let us dive in. That dream, you know, the one that seems too big, the one you're scared, the one you think you will not achieve, look around you. Someone else has excelled at the same thing. There's proof that you're going to do it. I'm not saying you can do it. I've said you are going to do it. Since I had Mel Robbins explain it this simply, I look around and see proof that I'm in the right direction. I just need to keep at it a little longer, then I'll get there. So I'm imploring you to have a little faith in yourself. You don't have to let go of fear. Just take one step at a time towards your dream. Like I said in the first part, you know, achieving things is like walking. You put one foot in front of the other, then another foot, and then before you know it, you're moving. Take another step, you know, slowly you're moving. I believe we are only afforded dreams because we are able to execute them. Look around you, pick a mentor. One of the people that inspires me the most is Adele Onyango. If you listen to the Legally Clueless podcast, you'd know why. Adele Onyango has done so much. I just look at her life and then I'm in awe. And right now, I look at it from the point of, if she's able to achieve so much, then there's proof that there's a space for someone like me to, you know, get to wherever I want to get on podcasting levels, on, you know, on traveling the world, on everything. Yeah, the thing is, there's proof outside there that it is able to be done, that I am going to be doing it. You're going to look for reassurance. Take several breaths if you need to before going on to that stage, or before, you know, going for that job interview you want. But you'll have to try, or we will not know how it could have gone. I look back at situations and think, you know, I should have taken that chance. And I look at certain events that left me with egg on my face. Like, I remember this talent show when I was in high school, I think Form 4, where I did a song by Lani and I flopped massively. Hey, I had to be serenaded by, you know, I would walk around and people would sing Lani songs and I would cringe because of that much shame. And the boys knew they had that control, so they would do it. But I still look back and think, you know, I tried. I did not have the vocal range for Lani, but I tried. You get. So there's proof all around you, in peers, in friends, in mutuals, social media. Find inspiration. Look at it from the point of, this is proof that it's able to be done. Not from the point of, you know, this person is too big for me or something of that sort. That is all the time I had for today. Bye-bye.